From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami-Dade school officials say a surge in the number of unaccompanied immigrant kids crossing the U.S.-Mexican border into Miami might soon create a financial crisis. And as WLRN reporter Julia Duba tells us, the school district is asking the federal government for more funds to try to deal with it.
Miami-Dade Schools Superintendent Alberto Carvalho told board members on Wednesday that more children are fleeing their violence-torn countries like Honduras. He urged board members to request federal funds to cover what he says is about $2,000 more per child than what the state provides. Teaching immigrant children has long been a challenge for Miami-Dade, where about one in five children is from another country. Miami-Dade School Board Chairwoman said requesting funds is the right thing to do, adding that local taxpayers shouldn't be burdened as a result of federal immigration policies. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
In related news, Florida has the largest refugee population of any state in the nation, with more than 27,000 people every year settling here after fleeing their home countries. So the Department of Children and Families is trying to help these new residents become a part of their communities. World Refugee Day is tomorrow, June 20th, and events around the state will mark the occasion and try to shine a light on the issues that these new residents face. Patty Grogan is DCF's Deputy Director of Refugee Services. She says the most difficult part for those moving to Florida is learning English and getting a job.
Refugees tend to work very, very hard because oftentimes they had a long period during which they couldn't work. And this was their dream, is to be able to have that opportunity to work and create a better life for their family.
According to DCF, there are refugees from 97 countries now living in Florida. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.